think timetable, everything is very important. And in the first week, you're sort of getting to know what each course will be like and to sort of understand what they expect of you. Some courses, you definitely need to do the reading, so you definitely need to spend more time on that. Whereas some courses, if you have done them in high school, you can probably spend a little less time, because the recommended time is 10 hours. So maybe for one course, you'll be spending 12 hours, and some courses, you'll be spending 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So do what would work for you, because there's no point in going over things that you know how to do already. So better to spend your time on things that you need to learn. And timetabling sort of gives you an idea as to when you should be doing something and when you should be doing something else.
In fact, at the start of the course, if you already know what the key assignments are, jot down the dates immediately. So it's really helpful to get yourself a big calendar where you can have an overview of your weeks from January to June, and then write down, okay, assignment due in April 5th, assignment due May 12th. And so you are able to see that there are some weeks where there are three assignments concentrated within those 2 weeks. And then you have a break, and then another three assignments. So in order to avoid the clashes between those assignments, you have to start planning early.